وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. جزاك الله خير as always حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب for your duas. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى shower his choices blessings on you. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, we are going to be discussing Sayyidina Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala an. His name is Zayd, his kuniyat is Abu Sa'id, Abu Kharija and Abu Abdul Rahman. His titles are Muqri, Katib al-Wahi and Hibrul Ummah. His father's name is Thabit ibn Dhahak. He was 6 years old on Yawm al-Bu'ath. This is a battle which took place 5 years before the Hijrah. Hazrat Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala an, the Katib al-Wahi, the scribe of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who recorded revelation for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has the honor of compiling the Quran, which is a fundamental basis of Islam. During the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran used to be recorded on bones, skins, branches of date palms, and protected in the hearts of Muslims. There were many Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum who had a desire to memorize the Quran, and so they became hafiz of the Quran. Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu was from amongst them. The fundamental objective of commissioning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a messenger was to perfect good character. Hazrat Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu possessed many excellent qualities and mannerisms. The most prominent amongst them were love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ittiba'i sunnah, following the sunnah, amr bil ma'roof, enjoying good, advising the rulers and leaders, and desiring the well-being of the ummah. Because of his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to remain in his company most of the time. The moment he got up in the morning, he would proceed straight to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At times, he used to go so early that he would partake of sehri, the pre-dawn meal in preparation for the fast, with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would invite him into his room. Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu would sit at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's side most of the time. Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not neglectful of advising the rulers, as per the sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Marwan ibn Hakam Umawi was a governor of Madina Munawwara. He used to recite very short surahs in the Maghrib Salah. So Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, "Why do you do this?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read lengthy surahs. Even if he saw certain Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and tabi'in rahmatullah alayhim acting against the sunnah out of ignorance, Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu would bring it to their attention. عبد الله ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه held the stirrup for Hazrat Zayd ibn Thabit رضي الله تعالى عنه on one occasion. So Hazrat Zayd رضي الله تعالى عنه said to him, O son of the uncle of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, leave it, do not hold it. Hazrat ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنه said, this is how we behave in the presence of our ulama and seniors. Hazrat Sha'bi رحمة الله عليه relates that Hazrat Zayd ibn Thabit رضي الله تعالى عنه performed the janaza salah on one occasion. He was then presented with his mule so that he could ride it. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu came and held its stirrups. So Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him, O son of the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leave the stirrup alone because I consider it disrespectful to allow you to hold it for me. So Hazrat ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, we have been taught to behave in this manner before our ulama and seniors. Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu then kissed Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu's hand and said, we have been ordered to behave in this manner with the family of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just look at the high-mindedness of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He held the stirrup of an alim of deen and a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam out of extreme respect and deference for him and said, this is how we behave before our ulama. Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu's observance of rights is also worthy of consideration. He kissed Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu's hand and said, we have been ordered to behave in this manner with the family of our beloved Rasul Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we learn from this that each sahabi was cognizant of the other's merits, and so each one was concerned about fulfilling the other's rights. These personalities were conscious of obedience to Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This caused them to not only be observant of dhikr, Quran recitation, salah and fasting, but also kept the garden of mutual love and affection lush and green. Unfortunately, we are neither concerned about fulfilling the rights of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, nor are we considerate of the rights of friends and beloveds, let alone outsiders. Good conduct with our own brothers is becoming non-existent. In fact, we see people, based on the alleged and assumed honor and dignity, fully concerned about demanding their rights, but not bothered in the least about fulfilling the rights of others. This is why even our Islamic institutions do not enjoy any peace and tranquility. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we adopt the ways and mannerisms of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and emulate them in every department of our life, there will be a deluge of love and affection, and this burning and raging world will become a coolness and a source of tranquility. In view of the contest, as the Mawlana Kamruddin Sahib says, my heart desires to quote a few couplets from the poetry of Murshidul Ummah, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib, rahimahumullahu ta'ala. Turn into the rains of mercy and envelop the entire world. This world is burning, pour down and extinguish its fires. Display an example of the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by embracing outsiders as well. Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala used to record the wahi, the revelation for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala instructed him to compile the Quran. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أرحم أمتي أبو بكر وأشدها في دين الله عز وجل عمر وأصدقها حيان عثمان وأعلمها بالفرائض زيد بن ثابت. The most merciful in my ummah is Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه. The most firm with regard to the deen of Allah is Umar. The most genuine in modesty is Uthman. The most knowledgeable of the fara'id, the compulsory duties and the laws of inheritance, is Zayd ibn Thabit. Hazrat Ammar ibn Ammar says, after the demise of Hazrat Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, We were seated in the shade of a palace with Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu when he said, "This is how knowledge will depart with the passing away of learned people. A large portion of knowledge has been departed this day." Muhammad ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayhi relates that Hazrat Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu came out for Salah on one occasion. After performing Salah, he returned directly to his house. So people asked him, "Are you shy and ashamed of people?" He replied, "The person who is not shy of people cannot be shy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." There's a similar incident with regard to Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. While returning from the masjid, he saw some people approaching, so he concealed himself. Later it was learned that they were hypocrites whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had named and expelled from the masjid. According to Waqidi rahmatullah alayhi, he passed away in Medina Munawwara in the 45th year of Hijrah. We discuss Sayyidina Shaddad ibn Aus radiallahu ta'ala an, who's buried just right next to Masjid al-Aqsa. His kunyat is Abu Ya'la. He used to engage in a lot of worship and spiritual practices. When he used to lie on his bed, he would constantly change his position and could not fall asleep. He would say, "Oh Allah, the fire of hell has caused me to lose my sleep." He would then get up and continue offering salah until the morning. He was from amongst the senior Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. He was a source of knowledge during their era. He used to say, "People are of two types. Some people are alim, but they are overpowered by their anger and rage. Others are forbearing and tolerant, but they are devoid of knowledge and sciences." This is something which is experienced and noticed. We ourselves have come across many alims who are overpowered by anger, whereas this is in total contradiction to tazkiyah nafs, the purification of the soul. Tazkiyah nafs means subjugating one's power of anger and passion and making them subservient to the sharia. Unfortunately, there are many ulama who are engaged in teaching and lecturing, who have the opportunity of going often for hajj and umrah, who are regular with zikr and recitation of the Quran, but we do not see any decrease in their anger and pride. On the other hand, there are many amongst the masses who do not possess any knowledge, but have come out of pride, arrogance and anger, and they adopted humility, servitude, forbearance, and patience. In reality, these people are not ignoramuses, but ulama. This is because Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "For a person to be knowledgeable, it is sufficient for him to fear Allah ta'ala, whereas a special trait of ignorance is for a person to vex pride over his knowledge." Hazrat Shaddad radiallahu ta'ala anhu was among those who combined knowledge with forbearance. He was extremely forbearing and tolerant. At the same time, his manner of speaking was very sweet and satisfying to the heart. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that Shaddad ibn Aus radiallahu ta'ala anhu surpassed us on the basis of these two qualities. Subhanallah, the two qualities of Hazrat Shaddad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned, are certainly genuine and correct. His first merit makes reference to his abundant knowledge, and the second makes reference to his forbearance. These are certainly embellishments for the heart of a believer and signs of his expansive heart. Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Murana Tanwir Rahmatullah Alayhi translated the verse, "Alam nashrah laka sadrak," did we not open up your chest, your bosom, with knowledge and forbearance? To learn from this that the qualities of knowledge and forbearance are great bounties. When Allah Ta'ala bestows these bounties on a person, He is actually bestowing him with an expansive chest, a wide chest. He began crying on one occasion. When people asked him the reason, he replied, "Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, 'I fear my ummah being tried through desires of the soul and polytheism.' So I asked, What will your ummah become polytheists? He replied, no, they will not worship the sun, moon, idols, and statues. Rather, there will be a proliferation of ostentation, show, and hidden desires within them. A person will commence the day by fasting, but when his desires have the better of him, he will break his fast without any fear. He was crying on one occasion, and when people asked him the reason for crying, he replied, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I fear my ummah falling into following their desires and committing shirk, polytheism. When the time of his death approached, he said, the most frightening thing for this ummah are ostentation, which means show, and hidden desires. How unfortunate. This present day of ours is a manifestation of this. May Allah Ta'ala protect us all, and may He inspire us to do what pleases Him. Ameen. He passed away in Mulk al-Sham in Palestine in the year 58 Hijri when he was 78 years old. May Allah Ta'ala be pleased with him. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.